The latest we're told is 40 dead, not 45 as previously reported, 40 and 200 injured. Of those 200, we're told about 25 are severely injured.
Now, this is at Al Mazrak camp. It's located very close to a military base.
Couldn't tell you that. We know that it's close to a location in the Hajar governorate called Harad. We're told that 5 of the casualties are soldiers, 3 of them killed, 2 of them injured. Couldn't tell you what other installations are nearby.
So you've got soldiers hurt and you've also got displaced people hurt, or can you not verify that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we understand the majority of the people are displaced people. We don't know of any foreign nationals in transit that might have been there. We don't know if any aid workers are among the injured or killed. All we really know is 40 dead, 200 injured. That number could climb. Some of our IOM people have witnessed airstrikes in other parts of the country, like Sana'a, in the last few minutes. They said one of them landed very close to an IOM building, and they could feel the windows shattering.
So how are you getting these people treated? Or are you directly involved in that? Are you taking them to hospital? I understand access is very difficult.
Well, I understand that they are, and I also know that we've got almost 400 people in Yemen, and quite a number of them operating these mobile units, and so they were able to get to the camp quite quickly. And that's why we have 20. We think there's 25 IOM employees right in the facility right now.
Can we talk more widely about the needs in Yemen? Because this comes on top of 100,000 people in the last year being displaced by conflict, and this is one of the, or it is the poorest country in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So obviously, you must be very concerned for the people on the ground now.
Well, yeah, I mean, Yemen's an area of great concern for us, in part because of the transit, you know, of Horn of Africa people. We hear it's in the news quite a lot.